mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Do you want to have, like dong, dong, penis, erection sex with my penis?
Oh, fuck yeah. Hail the mighty cock. Fuck yes. Dong. Worship cock. Fucking cock is God, yes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dong. Fucking worship. Hail cock. Hail cock. Cock is God.
Tim Henson reeks of anus.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hail the mighty cock. Fuck yes. Worship cock.
Fucking cock. My nipples.
God, yes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, fuck.
Dong, dong,
cock. Hail cock.
Lick my stink box.
Cock is God. Yes. Oh, yes.
Dong, dong,
hey freaks, it's Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. Coming up on the program today, meet the human urinal, plus lesbian corpse play, semen cookies, and no more Medicare cock inflators for you old fucks. A rare victory against the near-deads. All this plus your voicemails on an extended episode of TV.
No, the vacuum cleaner, man. You've seen my tits.
Everybody knows it's hard being pussy when you cannot breathe.
Virtual rape.
Virtual rape.
The man's always a plan.
You look unbelievable.
I just got a handjob from a window right here.
Einstein was a faggot.
Now he's lost enough.
Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I have to preempt everything I was planning to talk to you about. We're going to get into a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday in just a minute. But first, and I got to say, this has nothing to do with Distorted View. This is not even a Distorted View-worthy clip or anything like that. It's just something that has blown my mind. Do you guys know the song Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups? First of all, the first thing that blew my mind was, I swore that was like an early to mid-90s song, but it was recorded in 2006. For some reason, I had it stuck in my head today. And if you don't know the song, let me play just a little bit of it to refresh your memory.
I've been waiting.
Oh, very pretty song, right?
I've been waiting for this moment.
Curious about this band. I don't know much about them. I only know this one song. I wanted to know more about the chick who sings this song, what she looks like. It's a dude! Did you guys know that? I gotta watch the music video. This is how I figured it was from 2006 and not the 90s. I was like, why is this video in high def? This was recorded like in 1995, right? So I start watching this thing, and there are female members of the band. I think the bass player is a female, and she's singing. Everyone's singing to the song. But that's just for the music video, because if you listen to Lazy Eye, there's really only one singer.
But it's not quite right.
Right? So in the music video, all the members of the band are sort of singing along. You see the bass player, the chick, singing the song. I immediately thought, oh, she's the lead singer. She's the one singing the song. No, it's the bearded dude who's singing the song. I actually had to go find a live performance so I could tell who's singing. Here is that live performance. He sounds a little more manly in the live performance.
And I've been waiting.
Kind of, a little bit.
And I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Sadly, this is not the first time I've been tricked by a recording artist. Let's all remember the great Hootie Bamboozle of 1994. I thought I was listening to some nice, wholesome white music. Hootie and the Blowfish. Apparently I was listening to fucking gangster rap. Thought Hootie was white. This is how ghetto influence... I'm sorry. Urban influences infect our children. This is how we lose our kids. black people pretending to be white. He's still at it. You know, Hootie and the Blowfish may not be around anymore, but that lead singer, Darius Rucker, or whatever, is now he's singing country songs. He went from white music to even whiter music. Yet his skin is so very dark. Aggressively dark. Scary dark. I get so confused when I hear his music. All right, so there you go. I just had to mention that. It was driving me crazy today. It blew my mind. Especially when I started watching the video and I thought I had it all figured out. Oh, there's a girl in the band? Of course she's singing. No, and there's an Asian in the band. He plays drums. There's an Asian playing drums. It's incredible. I've never seen such... Have you ever heard of such a thing? An Asian playing drums. This whole band is backwards. I gotta be honest with you, I don't know if I like it. It's a little too strange for me. So I need to find more Silver Sun pickup songs. Because maybe that was just a fluke. Like that song, he just sang it really high. I don't know if he always... Here's another one. This is Panic Switch. I remember this song because they came out against Mitt Romney. I guess Mitt Romney was using this song as he was campaigning. And Silver Sun Pickup sent a cease and desist order. Let's see. I don't know this song, though. Can you imagine Mitt Romney playing this at his campaign stop? Coming out to this song? Yeah! Next motherfucking president of the United States! Badass motherfucker, Mitt Romney! I kinda like it. I'm just a girl finding her way back home. It'd be funny if that's how the song goes. Just confuse me even more. It might be a tranny. All right, let's hear how he sings in this. Yeah, sounds like a woman. I guess these guys are way more popular than I am giving them credit for. Like, I should maybe know more about them because these songs have like nine... Like, Lazy Eye has like 10 million hits on Spotify. Panic Switch has like 3 million. So, you know, they're a popular band. Good for them. I like their music. It threw me to see a guy singing that. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. Oh, before we do that, I've got a clip I wanted to play for you. There is a new television show that I think we all might be interested in. You know, I've played clips from My Strange Addiction several times on Distorted View. Great program. Like, women eating fucking couch cushions, licking their fucking cats. Like, addictions like that. Really strange addictions. There's a new show on Discovery's ID channel called My Strange Criminal Addiction. Once again, proving there are no original ideas left. Why hasn't someone produced My Strange Sexual Addiction? Or My Strange Internet Addiction? A bunch of fucking freaks online. As a matter of fact, I was on Gawker the other day, and someone found a 4chan posting of a brony who took a little My Little Pony action figure, put it in a jar full of his semen. He filled the jar about halfway up or, you know, a third of the way up with semen, dunked the My Little Pony action figure in there, closed up the jar, and wanted to see what happened. See if the cum would eat away at the My Little Pony action figure, I guess. I don't know. But he left the jar on a radiator, and it got very cold out, so the radiator kicked on and heated up the jizz. Started to boil the jizz, basically. And there's a picture of this jar with the My Little Pony covered in cum, soaking in cum, but the cum has turned brown. It is the most disturbing thing. I'll try to make it today's album artwork if you really want to see it. Getting a little off track here. So the Discovery Channel has a new program called My Strange Criminal Addiction. I just happen to have a short clip from the series here.
Robert Wells believes he's found a fountain of youth that will prevent him from aging.
Let me take a stab here. jism baths.
Drinking the urine of young people.
Close. Why does that have to be young people? I guess because he wants to stay young. It makes sense to drink young people urine.
He's devised methods of collecting the urine without the unwitting donors knowing about it.
A Midwest theme park in 1993. Oh my God, there's reenactments and everything? Great.
I wanted to get a fresher batch of urine.
Of course.
As opposed to it laying in a cup getting stale. As fresh as possible so it didn't have time to decompose.
How about straight from the tap?
Robert's seeking out fresh urine that has just been excreted is not unlike a heroin addict looking for the best, purest hit.
This is an addiction specialist speaking.
Robert.
No, but he has a reason. Right, he's not trying to get high off of the piss. He's trying to stay young. There's a medicinal purpose there.
Robert uses his design skills to create a new method to capture urine.
He's literally at the drawing board.
What it was a piece of black plastic with a hole cut into it.
How did he ever devise such an advanced apparatus? He must have some sort of degree, engineering degree or something. A black plastic bag with a hole in it. I just love that he had to sit down at a drafting board to come up with this amazing concept.
The plastic will hide Wells' elaborate urine collecting system.
Elaborate? You see him, like, studying diagrams and plans.
I would pre-measure everything, cut it to fit, make sure the hole was small enough that they could urinate through it but not see me. And I had a tube that would receive the urine.
The tube will funnel fresh urine straight to Robert.
Now you see him slowly taking off his jacket.
To implement his new scheme, Robert poses as a maintenance worker in a theme park restroom.
Okay. He's got the funnel. It's basically a funnel sticking out of a plastic bag.
I told him that the toilets were not working. And instead of going to the toilet, they would go through that plastic sheet.
Oh, a makeshift urinal. And the funnel is the part where you piss into. It travels down the tube and into this freak's mouth.
In the back of my mind, I knew, you know, going out and collecting urine is not morally correct.
I just went here earlier this day. Yeah, I'm working now.
Don't mind me. I'm just fixing some pipes under here.
But I...
And then he crawls behind. Like, that's not fucking suspicious.
Ignored that in lieu of...
I wouldn't be able to piss. I'm pee shy when it comes... So he's literally like, don't mind me. I'm going to crawl behind this plastic bag and work while you pee.
My desire to collect it and to consume it.
Robert is not a pedophile. Robert has a delusional belief. His endgame is the urine. That is really all he wants.
Right.
That
doesn't want anything to do with the little boys. It's what the little boy is excreting.
Being said, Robert collecting the urine could be very traumatizing to the children.
Please.
If they knew what he was doing.
What's that slurping sound in there?
It doesn't take long for the plan to go completely awry.
Why is it taking so long?
When an impatient mother goes looking for her son.
His mother walked in, and that's when she saw me behind the screen. And I was just broken down to a point where I felt so bad about what I did, I didn't say anything.
So in other words, when the police officer told you you have the right to remain silent, you did. It's true, though. I mean, he's not really a pedophile because he doesn't really want to have sex with the kids. It's not about seeing the kid naked. He just wants that sweet golden nectar from the tip of their cock.
Robert is charged as a child sex offender.
Oh.
It was a shock. I couldn't believe that they had created a charge like that out of collecting urine.
Well, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and I'm pretty sure we read about this on Distorted View Daily. I wonder if the producers of My Strange Criminal Addiction are subscribers to Distorted View. I just made their job so easy. Just go back into the archives. There are thousands to choose from. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica. However, I'm only interested in the worst of the worst. Those are the stories I read to you on Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into today's right now.
It's Sextastic.
All right, we've got a lesbian-themed story today titled, My Girlfriend Eats Me. I think the author left out a word. My girlfriend, it's supposed to be My Girlfriend Eats Me Out. That would make more sense, right? Are you sure you want to do this? Emma said and looked at me. Yeah. I've never been so sure about anything. I need this, I say and lean over to her and give her a kiss. Me and Emma have been together since we were both 14 years old. That would make this weekend our 10th anniversary. We met at a pretty dull party. There were quite a lot of people there, mostly a bit older than us. We sat on the same couch when she approached me. Well, how could you be sitting and she approaches you? What, did she scooch over, maybe? She approached me and started to talk to me. I had had a lot of Jaeger bombs, and we both were really drunk. After a while, we started messing around on the couch. She kissed me and moved her hand under my skirt, placing it on my panties. She pushed a finger against my slit. I don't think a lesbian wrote this story. Lesbians don't use the word slit a lot, but whatever. Alright, then she pulled my panties to the side and started finger-fucking my pussy. I came hard. And the day after, I repaid her by eating her out for a good long hour. That's why the story's called, My Girlfriend Eats Me. It's supposed to be Eats Me Out. We both are very into rape, death, vore, and snuff. And we've been role-playing for a long time. But after a few years, we got a bit tired of it and decided to make reality of our fantasies. Our biggest and darkest one is to snatch a teenage girl from school, bring her to our place, and have some fun with her. Then cook her alive and eat her tasty flesh. Ta-da! We tried it, and we loved it. We did it to around 11 girls during a period of 2 years. You'd think the police would investigate a string of, like, teenage abductions like that. 11 of them! All right, fucking them all and then cooking them alive. Now we had decided it was my turn, or I decided. I wanted to die for the love of my life, and I wanted her to eat my flesh. Oh, now the title makes sense. On the morning of my death day, we sat around the kitchen table as usual. We had breakfast together and chatted. The coffee tasted unusually well. Well, yeah, you're savoring everything because this is the last time you're ever going to do it. You're ever going to taste coffee. All right. It was fresh brewed. Alright, we had to start with the preparations directly after, though. Come over here, Emma said and patted her lap, hinting I should come take a seat. I nod and I move over to her, and I sit on her lap. She places her hand at my panties and starts rubbing my pussy through the thin fabric. Look, girls, you have work to do. No time to be finger-fucking each other. You had 10 years to do that. All right. She takes her hand and moves it under my panties and starts rubbing my swollen clit hard. Get on the table, she tells me, and I obey. I sit on the table, take my panties off, and spread my legs wide for her, revealing my wet pussy. She moves up and starts sucking and licking on my clit. At the same time, she moves 2 fingers inside of me. I groan loudly, and after a few minutes of her licking and fingering me, I erupt into the best orgasm I've ever had. Are you sure you want to die? You're tasting the best coffee you ever had, now you had the best orgasm? You're giving all this up? All right. So tasty, she says, and gives my clit a peck. I smile and look at her exhausted. I need to shave. I want you to eat my pussy for real when I'm cooked, I say, and I smirk. She moves up to, why bother shaving? You're gonna boil yourself. All the hair will just fall off. All right, whatever. She wants to shave. Okay, she's gonna shave. I shave. Oh, I go to the bathroom. Oh, wait a second. Sorry. I need to shave. I want you to eat my pussy for real when I'm cooked, I say and smirk. Then she moves up to kiss me. I'll prepare the sauce. What kind of sauce goes with human flesh? Like an Alfredo? Something cheesy? I'd want something strong, I think. A very Hardy sauce is what I'm thinking. All right, whatever. It's a rustic sauce to go with human flesh. All right, so she's going to go prepare the sauce. I go into the bathroom and shave my pussy thoroughly. It's never been this smooth before, because, you know, lesbians. It looks so pretty and tasty. When I get back to the kitchen, Emma has prepared the sauce and heated up the grill, which is on our backyard. Grill you? It's a very big grill. Well, yeah, since we've done this a lot of times before, we know how to cook a woman. Reach out your arms and spread your legs. I comply, and I watch as Emma starts painting me with the sauce. She's really good. She doesn't miss a... Like, maybe I'm thinking it's a barbecue sauce. All right. She doesn't miss a spot at all. It's a bit tickly and cold, but I enjoy it. When I'm fully covered in this great-smelling barbecue sauce, I was right, okay, we both head outside. I love you, I say, and I smile at Emma. I love you too, Allison, she says, and smile back at me. Then I walk over to the grill. The heat is almost painful, even though I'm just standing next to it. Damn, you're not going to get knocked out before you get placed on the grill? You're going to be cooked alive and conscious? Are you sure you've done this before? All right, whatever. I look at Emma, then I carefully sit down on the grill. It burns my ass, and it hurts really bad. I scream out loudly. Like, I just wonder what their neighbors think. You know, there's weird shit going on at the lesbian house. The girls are always screaming. There's a weird burnt smell always wafting through the air. Teenage girls go in, but they don't come out. It's really bizarre. All right, so whatever. The neighbors are clueless. I force myself to lie down on my back. My head is outside, resting on a table so I don't burn it. My back is hurting badly, but the pain is going away minute by minute. My back is going numb since the nerve endings are getting cooked. Ah. I turn around and lie on my belly to get my other side cooked as well. It hurts a lot in the beginning, especially against my clit and nipples. The pain is extreme. I'm sorry.
Extreme!
But I must say, it's also making me very horny. I feel my pussy getting wet. No, your pussy is not getting wet when you're cooking yourself on a grill. There's very little moisture involved. Everything's getting dried out. I feel my pussy getting wet. But it steams away quite fast. It's like pussy juice smoke. I'm sorry. So dumb. I feel myself getting a bit tired. I turn my head to the side and see Emma masturbating ferociously. The cook. She's rubbing her, the grill master. She's rubbing herself off fast and hard at the sight of me being cooked. I smile and looked at her cunt. I wonder who lost the coin toss, because, you know, they both have this fantasy of cooking girls and stuff. Why is Allison the one on the grill? Whatever. My skin is turning from a pale white to a more golden brown, and after about 20 minutes, I'm done. You should be dead, I think. Emma lifts me up on the table and helps me sit. I can still move my arms, but my legs are completely numb. You look and smell so good, she says, and grabs her knife and fork. Thanks, I say and smile, feeling really appreciated. Emma starts cutting out some meat from my thigh. I can't feel it. She takes a bite. Those tits look delicious, she says. She likes the breast meat, she says and smiles. I nod in agreement. My big tits look very nicely. She grabs a bigger knife and starts cutting right into my right tit. She struggles with it for a while, but after a few minutes, she gets it all off. It looks a bit weird only having one tit. Well, now look what you've done. You've gone and offended breast cancer survivors. You don't look weird with one tit. Looks perfectly normal. Okay. I'm not a good liar. All right, where are we at here? So she cut off her tit. She struggles with it for a while. After a few minutes, she gets it off. It looks a bit weird, only having one tit. Emma bites off my nipple. Mmm, you taste so good, she says, and then starts cutting off my clit with her knife. See, I would save the clit for the very end, because it's, you know, it's small. It's like an after-dinner mint. I can't feel it, but it looks really weird, but still sexy. Some cream comes out of my slit. No, I'm sorry. That's not what happens. She licks it up quickly. Oh, so juicy! Then she hands me my clit. It's the best thing I've ever eaten. It's crispy and a bit salty, but oh, so good. I wonder if her pussy plumped up. Like, if I was getting grilled, I'd make sure I had a yeast infection just to see what would happen. All right, I don't know. I'm getting, you know, yeast, bread, rises. I'm getting more and more tired. I look down and see that Emma is eating my pussy. She has already eaten up my pussy lips and has started with the vulva. She sure does look happy, and I'm happy. I smile, and shortly after, I die. The end. Very abrupt ending. The end. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 2nd, 2014, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Look, it's Christmas time. This is the time of year when you buy all of your relatives' sex toys. That's how Christmas works, right? In celebration of the Virgin Mary. We're all supposed to pleasure ourselves and not have sex like a virgin would. Go to AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, and get 10 free gifts with your order. We're talking 6 full-length adult movies, plus a special gift for her, a gift for him, and a gift you can both enjoy. Finally, number 10 on the free gift list, free shipping. No shipping charges whatsoever. Pick out something you like at Adam and Eve. They have over 20,000 adult products, movies, sex toys, lingerie, you know, masturbators for guys, stuff to stick your dick in, girls, stuff to stuff your pussy with. You know the drill. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or coupon code DV, or coupon code Tim, whatever. AdamandEve.com. Get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. Go there right now. AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, let's rectify that situation with some amazing holiday deals. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com and save on monthly, yearly, and lifetime memberships. Sideshow Freaks get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Today we have an extended show. You'll get 15 to 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow, a Sideshow exclusive program. And then on Friday, another Sideshow exclusive program. Typically every week we do like 3 Sideshow exclusive or extended programs, so you really do get your money's worth. It is very inexpensive. Become a true and honorable freak at superfreaksideshow.com. And I do have to mention, Cyber Monday deals continue on our storefront, distortedview.com/store. Save a lot of money on t-shirts and everything, really. I've marked down everything. Here's a quick little hint for you. Use coupon code VIRTUALRAPE to save even more. How much? I'm not going to tell you. Pick out something you like and use coupon code VIRTUALRAPE and see how much you save. All right. That's, of course, at the DistortedView store. DistortedView.com/store. Enough plugging. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one might be a Distorted View update. Not quite sure. I don't remember. Once lawyers began digging into Mark Burns' past, they discovered a 3-decade pattern of odd behavior and complaints about the teacher that school administrators either missed or ignored. I like where this news story's going. Both students and teachers had complained about the popular elementary school teacher, who was eventually convicted of committing numerous lewd acts on his students. Story keeps getting better. On Friday, the Los Angeles Unified School District announced it agreed to pay nearly $140 million to put an end to litigation involving the teacher. This teacher did $140 million worth of emotional damage to these kids. Let's find out exactly what he's been up to. All right, so one of the biggest complaints is that he blindfolded students and fed them his semen on spoons and cookies. You know what? I think this is a Distorted View update, because I recall something about semen cookies. Maybe we read the story when he got arrested or something. All right, so, you know, and I would hate to be the kid who was fed semen via the spoon. At least with the cookie, you have something to go with the semen, something sweet. All right, the settlement involved 81 students and is believed to be the largest ever for a school sex abuse case, according to victims' lawyers. It increases the public price of the scandal to $170 million when combined with 65 cases settled earlier for $30 million. It doesn't always pay to get in early, because there were 65 cases with a payout of $30 million. That means, at most, all of these victims will receive less than $1 million, like $500,000. But these 81 other students who settled for $140 million, well, they could possibly get over $1 million each. The deal ends a legal saga that began when the elementary school teacher was arrested in 2012 on allegations of committing lewd acts. There was a volcano of evidence and semen, said attorney John Manley. The district settled this case because there as a gun pointed at their head, a legal gun. Maybe there was a gun pointed at their head, not there as. It was about to go off and the public was going to find out everything. Lawyer said none of it would have come to light if it hadn't been for a gutsy pharmacy photo clerk who called police when she discovered the troubling photos and learned Byrne had been processing similar pictures there since 2005. Couple things. Pedophilia 101. Always use a digital camera. Why the hell would you use like a 35 millimeter? And then you're taking the film to a pharmacy to get it processed? He had to have been like super old. And he doesn't understand technology. That's the only explanation. Secondly, apparently he targeted lower income Hispanics. Oh, he had a taste for spick dick. That was actually a smart move, and I'll tell you why. Many parents were hesitant to complain about Burnt's behavior or even cooperate with the police investigation because they feared they were going to get deported. So that's a good rape tip for you, for any of you rapists out there. Target the minorities who might be here illegally. All right, where are we at? The case led to an overhaul of how the nation's second largest school district handles allegations of sex abuse, including notifying parents of allegations of wrongdoing by staff within 3 days. So among the findings, this is what the investigation determined. Two teachers reported Burnt was exposing himself to students in the mid-90s. Several girls complained in the early 90s that Burnt was masturbating in class, but the allegations were dismissed and the girls were accused of lying. Then finally, in 1994, the sheriff's department investigated Burnt, but prosecutors declined to bring charges for lack of evidence. Then, of course, that brings us to the cum cookies and the subsequent photo shoot. You know, if he didn't bring that film to the pharmacy, he would still be teaching, I think. Teaching and baking those delicious cookies. Attorney Brian Claypool said one of his clients, a little girl, told her therapist that she wasn't sure she wanted to live anymore. I think this is just a money grab. She wants to ensure, like, I have no doubt that he did some weird stuff to her. But I think she just wants to ensure that she gets a large percentage of that $140 million. All right, I'm sorry. I'm a monster. Second story we have for you today. The free ride is over, old people. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, you and your fucking penis pumps, you old perverts. Getting Medicare to pay for your dick plumpers. The gravy train is over. Congressional Republicans don't have anything against penis pumps. They just don't want Medicare paying for them, unless cheaper prescription drugs are also on the list of taxpayer-funded therapies for men with problems they usually attribute to a friend. Doc, I've got this friend, and he's got a real shriveled dick, but he desperately wants to get it up. All right, I don't quite understand what's going on here. So they don't want to pay for penis pumps unless there are cheap dick pill alternatives, like generic Viagra or something? Is that what we're talking about? Let me read that again. They just don't want Medicare paying for them unless cheaper prescription drugs are also on the list of taxpayer-funded therapies. As part of a plan to pay for a new initiative aimed at helping disabled Americans save tax-free or education, housing, and transportation costs, a House bill unveiled on Tuesday eliminates $444 million in Medicare funding for the vacuum erection system. That sounds scary. By the way, it's the same fucking dick pumps you can buy at, like, Adam and Eve. They work the same way, the vacuum pump systems. So all you old fuckers, just go to Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAK. The larger legislation called the Achieving a Better Life Experience, or ABLE Act, will allow states to set up and manage specialized savings accounts for Americans with disabilities, opening the door for them to receive tax breaks and access to Medicare entitlements currently out of their reach. A House Ways and Means Committee report issued on Tuesday explains that the pumps would be defunded until such a time that Medicare covers erectile dysfunction drugs under Medicare Part D. When the Part D program was created in 2003, it established a statutory prohibition on erectile dysfunction drugs. Of the 9 offsets added to the bill this week, the $44 million per year savings figure is the largest. The geriatrics love their dick vacuum pumps. Whatever. So the idea is that Congress wants people to use the cheaper alternatives. Like, you know, popping a few Viagra pills costs less than a penis pump. At least, you know, the way insurance companies and stuff bill. Fucking $20 penis pump ends up costing, like, you know, $3,000 or something. Florida, of course. Florida Republican Representative Ander Crenshaw added that with ABLE in place, individuals with disabilities would no longer have to stand by and watch others use IRS-sanctioned tools to lay the groundwork for a brighter future. I don't know what any of that means. I do know that Congress seems to be unified on the measure. Finally, Democrats and Republicans coming together to keep old people from getting boners. Finally, you know what? I like this Congress. I don't care what you people say. They're doing good work over there. Now, as a politician, I must ask Congress to immediately pass the Henson-Murkowski Mandatory Euthanasia Act. Let's take the next step in making America wonderful. You did great work on the penis pump thing. Really pissing off the old people. Now let's drive a nail in their coffin by literally killing them. All right, final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Story comes from Mary Esther, Florida. That sounds like a woman's name, not a town. A Florida man told police he shot his mother with a gun and a bow and arrow, just to make sure she's dead, and then stabbed her. Wow, he really wanted to make sure the bitch wasn't going to recover. He did this all on Sunday because he claimed she stole his diamonds and then also gave his father cancer. Is she a fucking witch or something? The county sheriff's office received a call at 2:40 a.m. on Sunday reporting a man knocking over Christmas decorations and yelling at another person. When deputies arrived, they found 65-year-old Gloria Watkins slumped forward in a chair with arrows protruding from her head. Her son, Michael Watkins, 42, admitted to the killing. He's an honest man. "You see that? That's death," Watkins said as he pointed to his mother. Watkins claims that his mother stole his diamonds and gave his father cancer, and he had to kill her because she was trying to kill him. See, it was self-defense. Bitch was gonna try to give him cancer too, I think. The report did not say why or how she was trying to kill him. I mean, she already got his diamonds. Watkins was charged with murder and resisting arrest without violence. The sheriff's office said Watkins ignored repeated commands to get on the ground. That shouldn't have come as a surprise to the police officers. This guy, you know, fired a round of arrows into his mom's head. He's not going to be reasonable. After eventually complying, he stood up and retrieved a large knife from a sheath on his belt. That's when deputies used a stun gun twice on Watkins. An autopsy was to be conducted on the victim. It's not clear if Watkins has an attorney. Officials with the jail and the sheriff's office could not be reached. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Checking in with you guys.
Stop making excuses. You're a fucktard.
Thank you.
No one likes listening to you, so stop playing messages. Thank you.
I'm going to need your help here, freaks. What the hell did I just listen to? Is this directed at me?
Stop making excuses.
It's always guys with speech impediments or something wrong calling in and telling me how to do a show.
You're a fucktard.
Okay.
No one likes listening to you.
No one likes listening to me.
So stop playing
messages. So stop playing messages. I have no idea. I got to hear this one more time.
Stop making excuses. You're a fucktard.
Uh-huh.
No one likes listening to you, so stop playing messages. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll take that into consideration. If I knew what the hell you were talking about, I might be able to do something about it. Now, if I may give some advice to you. You gave some great advice to me. Stop running the messages. No one likes you. You should stop it. Very constructive. So here's some advice for you. Fucking enunciate. I realize you have nothing to live for in life, but for Christ's sakes, you know, find something that brings you joy. It just sounds like there's nothing in your life that brings you happiness. You're just lazy about everything, including talking. Like, he can't be bothered to lift up his lips. Like, his bottom lip is just constantly on the ground or something. It's so low. No one likes to hear you.
Stop making excuses.
Oh, God, okay. That's enough.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Dr. Glitch, and I just came by to say hi.
Hello.
You know, I do that kind of thing, and, I really like your show. It's really nice. It makes me laugh. It doesn't remind me about my terrible life.
All right, well, great. Thank you.
Hola, Tim. This is Dirty Sanchez, one of your Mexican listeners. Second time caller, long time listener. Mm-hmm. So I got this friend of mine from work to start listening to your podcast. That's right, Tim Abu, spreading the distortion.
Nice, thank you.
And he was wondering about the whole Jagoot thing. So if you could play the Jagoot clip on the free side,
sure.
He said he would sign up for the side show.
Oh.
And I'll sign up too, Timmy Boo.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. Jagoo is the sound a bald man made when a woman was scissoring his head. The woman was like using her legs and thighs to squeeze his face and head. It was a fetish video that we played. And among the noises, the sounds of him being strangled, was the sound, Jagoo! Jagoo! It sounds like Jagoo.
Alright, you got me stopped.
No!
Oh, he's being strangled. Ow. Suffocated. Jagoo is coming up. Where's Jigga at?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There it is. Let's hear it one more time. Jigga! All right, hope that helped you. Hope that answered your question. And finally today...
Jagoo, Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, I'm a few episodes behind. Days that I don't work at the office, I don't listen to an episode, and so now I'm like 3 or 4 days behind. I just listened to Thursday, November 17th episode, and one of the callers... called in pretending they were Toe Deaf Sean.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking of like some of the older, you know, listeners, the older freaks. And they're used, you remember this guy, TJ, the 34-year-old near dead.
Yeah, CJ.
I think he had like terminal brain cancer or something.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him? Did he die?
No, CJ is still alive. I mean, he's one of my Facebook friends. I don't know if he listens to the program anymore, but and if he does, call into the program, give us an update. But as far as I know, he's still alive, and he's assured me that when he does die, someone will call into the show and let us know.
Or is he just not listening to the show because he's working on another podcast now or something like that? I'm just assuming he died. But I wanted to know that if you heard anything about it, because he always has something cool to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
He would call in about, like, whatever cancer thing that's going on at the moment, or you know, he would have something insightful to talk about.
CJ
he was
one
caller,
of the good ones,
but
yes.
I haven't heard from him in, like, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
So
he's dead to me. How about that? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-IT'S-AN-OH-GOD. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday, because tomorrow we've got an exclusive show just for sideshow freaks. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Oh, to the freaks, I can't get enough. So the world